ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Welcome to the All About Japanese series at JapanesePod101.com, where you'll learn all about Japanese in Japan, such as the writing system, grammar and pronunciation, as well as Japanese traditions, culture, and society in a fun and educational format. To get more free Japanese lessons, go to JapanesePod101.com and sign up for your free lifetime account. Signing up takes less than 10 seconds, and you'll find more great lessons just like this one.
All About Japanese Cuisine. Top 5 dishes you have to try?And top 5 dishes for the really brave. Hi everyone, and welcome back to JapanesePod101.com. This time we'll be talking about Japanese cuisine. The Japanese really love their food. The world of Japanese cuisine is absolutely huge.
It really is. It's hard to summarize Japanese cuisine in just one lesson.
Natsuko-san, I couldn't agree more. Also, I think when most people think of Japanese food, they have an image that they just can't shake.
Sushi?
Yep. A lot of it probably begins and ends with sushi.
Right.
But there is so much more to it. And we're going to cover a lot of them in this lesson.
So maybe you shouldn't listen to this on an empty stomach.
Excellent advice. First, before we get into the food, we want to touch on the phrase you hear when you have a meal with Japanese people.
First, it's customary to say itadakimasu before starting a meal.It literally means, I will humbly receive, and it's a nice way to show gratitude for the meal.
Natsuko-san, can you just break that down quick?
Itadakimasu.
Itadakimasu. And after the meal, it's customary to say?
Gochisousama.
Which is like saying, thank you for the meal.
Gochisousama. Gochisousama. And if you're having a drink, you can say,Kanpai as you touch glasses, which means cheers.
And let's just break down cheers.
Kanpai, kanpai.
And if you want to impress your friends, the Chinese characters for this word, kanpai, actually mean dry glass.
Yes.
So it's kind of like saying, here it is. Let's make them dry. Let's drink it all. Okay, can we hear them one more time? What do we say before the meal?
Itadakimasu.
And after the meal?
Gochisousama.
And cheers?
Kanpai.
Okay, Natsuko-san, where shall we start?
I've got the list of top 5 foods to try in Japan.
Who chose them?
Well, the staff who works at JapanesePod101.com. So it's not based on official research or anything, but...
So basically, these are the foods we think listeners should try.
Yes.
Okay.What's the first food on the list, Natsuko-san?
Sushi.
After we went through all the trouble to debunk myths, tell you that there's so much more to sushi, the first thing we start with is...
Sushi.
Now, sushi almost doesn't need an introduction, but we'll explain it anyway because I've heard that there are some misconceptions about sushi. Sushi refers to the combination of vinegared rice and raw fish, or some other topping.
Yes.
It's not the raw fish by itself.
Raw fish by itself is called sashimi.
So it's important to make that distinction. If you visit Japan, there is one place you must go to have amazing sushi.
That's Tsukiji Fish Market, right? It's the largest fish market in the world.
It's surrounded by sushi restaurants where you can try the absolute freshest sushi anywhere. It really doesn't get much better than that. Although...Natsuko-san, I must admit, there's probably quite a few people around the country who would disagree.
Yeah, right. But it's definitely one of the best places.
One of the best. Now, if you're in a local town that's right on the seashore with the boats coming in every day, yes, you probably have better sushi, but you can't go wrong at Tsukiji Fish Market.
Yes. Something else that's really fun is kaiten-zushi.It's sometimes called conveyor belt sushi in English.
It's a type of sushi restaurant where the sushi is put on plates that are set on a moving conveyor belt that makes its way around the restaurant. So you can take the sushi that looks good to you as it passes by. And depending on where you go and what you have, it can be cheap.
Yes. So it's cheap and also entertaining.
I like that. Okay, what's the second food on the list? Number two of our top five foods you have to eat in Japan.
Soba and udon.
Two types of Japanese noodles and the epic battle of which do you like better.
You're right. Soba are thin buckwheat noodles that have kind of a grayish brown color. And udon are thick wheat noodles that are white.
There are many different varieties of soba and udon, and you can get them hot or cold.
Yes.
It really makes for a perfect meal any time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
In the winter, it's hot to warm you up.
Yes.
In the summer, it's cold to cool you down.
Yes. And there are also many toppings to go with it.
Absolutely incredible. Natsuko-san, which do you prefer?
Oh, that's a hard question. I like both, but maybe soba. And you?
When I first came to Japan, it was soba. But now it's udon.
What made you change?
I don't know. Who knows? I guess maybe it'll change back one day. But...
Right.
So you must try both. Okay, what's next?
Next is tofu.
Now, we realize that tofu doesn't have the best reputation in the West.
Really?
Really. Which is partly why I made this list.
Mm-hmm.
Japanese cuisine uses tofu in so many different ways that it gives it a lot of flavor. Even if you're not crazy about tofu, you're sure to find a way to prepare it that will change your mind.
For example, there are dishes like agedashi tofu, where the tofu is deep fried, and mabo tofu, where tofu is mixed with ground meat and a spicy sauce.
Now, this is actually from China.
Yeah, right.
But much like many things, the Japanese kind of borrow things and adapts. So their copy is, I would say, has a different taste to it than the Chinese version.
Yes.
Both are amazing. So when you try Japanese food, you owe it to yourself to try a variation of tofu and kind of forget the tofu burger that's kind of geared towards people who are trying to be healthy.
Ah, now I understand. And then shabu shabu is next on our list.
Yes.
Peter's favorite?
One of them.
This is a dish where thin slices of meat are dipped in boiling water or broth to cook, and then dipped into a flavored sauce and eaten.
So if you've been to a delicatessen, what they do is thinly slice the meat, super thin.
Yes.
Kind of, not paper thin, but a couple slices of paper thin. And then you have boiling water in front of you. You may know it as hot pot if you're familiar with Chinese. And you take the meat, you dip it in the water, and it cooks within about 15 to 30 seconds.
Yes. Instantly.
Instantly cooks it. And you take it out, you put in the dipping sauce, and you eat it. Absolutely phenomenal.
You can eat it like, you know, endlessly.
That's why the all-you-can-eat places here work so well with this type of food.
Yes. And last on our list is ramen.
Now, you might be wondering about this one because ramen is originally from China, but ramen is a dish that the Japanese have really made their own.
It's not actually the same with, you know, the original Chinese dish, right? It's a completely different type of food.
Again, I think adapting and making their own is what the Japanese excel at. I've even heard that ramen from Japan has been re-imported back to China.
Really?
Under the name Japanese-style ramen.
Wow, that's funny. Japan has done so much with it. There are a lot of different flavors you can try. The most popular ones are shoyu, miso, shio, and then tonkotsu.
Yeah, and what we're referring to here is the soup base.
Mm-hmm.
So there's shoyu, soy sauce base ramen, miso base ramen, and shio, salt based ramen, and tonkotsu, pork bone based ramen.
But there are really much, much more different kinds.
These are kind of like the four staples.
Yes. Which one do you like?
I like them all except tonkotsu.
Oh.
The smell is a little too strong for me.
I agree. I prefer shio.
Ah. It's so good.
Yes.
Shio is like a sappari, right?
Right.
Kind of right. Leaves you a bit refreshed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you go to eat ramen, you're going to hear a sound. Natsuko-san, can you make the sound for us? Kind of hard to do without the noodles.
Yeah.
But the Japanese slurp their noodles.
Yes.
And I think one of the main reasons for this is because the soup is so hot.
Right.
If you don't take in air at the same time you eat it, it's going to burn your mouth. And I think it's especially important with a tonkotsu because you know how pork kind of congeals?
Yes.
So the hotter it is, supposedly the better it tastes.
Right.
And it's important to eat it while it's hot. Otherwise, it'll kind of... Anyway, so that's one of the reasons why you'll hear the slurping noises, not just with noodles, but with other things. When Japanese eat and drink, they tend to take in air at the same time as a cooling effect on the liquid.
Hmm. Interesting analysis. I never, you know, thought it that way. So making noises is not really rude. Well, it depends on the food, but not necessarily rude.
Which is the point. So if you do eat it, try the slurping. One, to do as the Romans do when in Rome. And two, so you don't burn your mouth.
Yes.
So, Natsuko-san.
Yes.
Other than this list, what food do you recommend to our listeners?
There are so many, but how about yakitori?
Outstanding. Grilled chicken. It's like a mini shish kebab.
Oh, yes.
And picture shish kebab, now cut it in half or by a third. And that's yakitori.
Yes, they're really good. And how about you, Peter?
Kare.
Oh, yes.
Japanese curry, which is night and day different than Indian curry.
Again, something borrowed.
And this is absolutely incredible. I think many foreigners come to Japan and wind up absolutely falling in love with this dish. All right, now on to probably a more fun topic.
What?
Top five foods for the brave.
Oh, yes. The foods on this list require some bravery to try.
A lot of bravery to try.
Okay, what's the first one?
Natto. Natto is fermented soybeans that have a really strong pungent smell.
Yes.
Although recently there is natto without the smell, but it's traditionally associated with a strong smell.
Yes.
Think laundry basket. I think in many cases, the smell alone is enough to scare people away.
And it's also really sticky, so hard to eat. You have to mix it up with your chopsticks a lot before eating it. And most people eat it together with rice.
Now, this is probably the most infamous food on the list.
Mm.
When you start talking about Japanese food with Japanese people, they'll surely suggest you try natto.
Yes. There are even many Japanese people who don't like natto. And next is namatamago, which is just a raw egg. This is used in quite a few Japanese dishes.
Yes. Sukiyaki is a famous one. It's vegetables and meat cooked together with a sauce.
Yes.
And when you eat sukiyaki, you get a raw egg. And you're supposed to dip pieces of meat into the raw egg before eating it.
There's also tamago kake gohan. That's raw egg mixed with cooked rice and some soy sauce.
And I think the concept of eating raw egg might be really hard for some people to get used to.
I see.
I know in the US, if raw egg dropped on the kitchen counter, we had to clean it for a little while. Like salmonella, salmonella.
I see. Yeah, some people might be surprised when they see these kinds of dishes.
But I can say that it took me a little while to get used to it, but I've been eating raw egg for a long time in Japan, and knock on wood, so far, I've been okay.
So there's Peter's guarantee.
Okay. Now, the next one might top the list for me. It's called shiokara. And simply put, it's Japanese fermented seafood with lots of salt added.
Shiokara literally means salty and spicy. And so, yes, it's very salty.
Okay, let's move on. Next we have...
Rebasashi.
And this is raw liver. Natsuko-san, have you ever tried this?
Yes, I've tried it several times. This dish can be found at many yakiniku restaurants in Japan. Yakiniku is sometimes known as Korean barbecue.
Now, I want to put a bit of a disclaimer here. We're talking about these because we've tried them all.
Yes.
So I wouldn't take our word for it. What we're doing is introducing you to these, but we recommend that you try everything once. Okay. And the last one on the list is actually not widely eaten, but definitely deserves a spot on our list of food for the brave.
Definitely. The food is kusaya.
Ah.
This is salted dried fish. And the problem is the smell, right? The smell of ksaya is very strong. It's really strong. And the name ksaya is actually related to the word kusai, which means smells bad. Amazing, isn't it?
It's pretty incredible. You know it must be bad when the name actually comes from the word smells bad.
Yes.
I'll be honest, I haven't tried this one yet.
Me neither.
Okay, so there you have it. The top five foods for the brave. If you're feeling brave, give some of these a try. Natsuko-san, do you have anything you'd like to add to the foods for the brave list?
Well, some people must be brave to try wasabi.
Ah.
You know, that's pretty unusual experience, right?
And this is an excellent point. It's the green stuff that comes with sushi. It can make your eyes water.
Yes.
It can have some adverse effects because it is pretty strong, but it's very, very good.
Yes.
And what's interesting, most people are eating the kind of factory-produced wasabi, which has an extra kick to it.
Yes.
Whereas freshly grated wasabi is absolutely amazing.
It has a good flavor.
So, Japanese cuisine has a huge variety of food for you to try. You're sure to find something you like. That does it for our lesson on cuisine.
And don't forget the two phrases you say before and after a meal.
いただきます and ごちそうさま.
Right.
See you next time.
じゃあまたね.
Don't forget to visit JapanesePod101.com and sign up for your free lifetime account. It only takes 10 seconds, so go to JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.